Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 483. I think it's going to be a great show. I think you're going to want to pay close attention to this because we are welcoming Mark Nakla of Ascenta Cloud to discuss how lax cybersecurity and ransomware can affect your life, your business, and your dental care, and even your medical care for that matter. All right. So, hey, before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. If you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right. So, like I said, I have Mark Nakla in the studio with me. And Mark, welcome, first of all.
Hello, doctor. Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about your background. Like, how did you become an expert in computers and cybersecurity and ransomware and all that stuff?
Well, honestly, I've always had interest in computers ever from a young age. I had a Commodore 64, which is a very old computer.
Yeah, sounds like a musical group.
Yes. and I just always had an interest in computers. I got my degree in computer science, and I have a management degree also. But we started this company about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And really what we're trying to focus on is adding layers of security to businesses and upgrading networking and computing capability.
Okay. Now, a lot of people don't think they're vulnerable. A lot of people think that it's going to happen to somebody else, and that as long as they use their scan wizard or their malware bytes, they're going to be good. Is that not true?
Well, it's more complicated than that.
Because the crooks, I'm going to call them crooks and criminals today, because they know all of those programs, right? So they know how to get around them.
Well, I mean, the crooks have different levels of expertise in this.
Okay.
The real issue is that the consumer isn't really educated, doesn't really know what the options are for them out there. They just think, well, you know, most people don't even turn on their Windows firewall, and that would be...
There's a firewall in Windows?
Exactly. and that would be just the most basic layer of security that you want to put in. But more sophisticated cyber attackers would not have much problem getting around Windows firewall. And this is why more sophisticated layers of security need to be added.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that I mentioned at the beginning is, you know, it can affect everything. And we heard here in town about a month and a half ago, a county, Licking County, was hit with ransomware. An entire county with a sheriff's department.
Yeah.
So how do you hit a police department and not get caught?
You know, when you look back, usually you're going to find big holes. And it's not just, you know, a small municipality. Maybe they could be forgiven. They're not
No, it's a county. It's an entire county.
Even worse. Well, I mean, big Fortune 500 companies have gotten hit.
Okay.
Actually, Fortune 100 companies.
Really? Top 100 in the nation.
Top 100 in the nation. Target, Home Depot, and many, many others.
So then is it impossible to prevent an attack?
Absolutely not. There's definitely many things that we can do on a small, for a small business and also for large corporations.
Okay.
So we can do...
Is there such a thing as a crook, the criminal? If I'm a small business, they're not going to know how to get around big business protection? Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
Well, yeah, it's going to be definitely a lot harder.
They expect to find a bit of non-sophistication in just individuals.
Exactly.
And small companies.
Yeah.
And if they find sophisticated defenses, they just go somewhere else. A little bit like having that, you know, I have an alarm system sign on your house. Even if you don't have the alarm system, we've heard that the crooks go to the next house.
Yeah. It's low hanging fruit. Why are you going to expand? I mean, and honestly, a lot of these people that are, you know, ransomware attackers or things of that nature, they're not going to be at that level where they're going to be able to penetrate a firewall, a corporate style firewall.
Okay. And if you're smart enough to do a corporate, you're not going to mess with the small potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because probably your neighbors around you are not going to have that level of security.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
So explain what ransomware is for my listeners. I know what it is, but tell me the official explanation from somebody who deals with it.
Well, quite simply, it's just, it's a malicious program that is able to encrypt your hard drive so that you can't access it.
Okay, it has everything, it turns all of your information into numbers that make no sense to you.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
And that you can't encrypt without the hackers giving you a key or something like that.
Can't de-encrypt, yeah.
You can't de-encrypt unless, you know, you have taken some preemptive precaution, installed... Well, you've heard of antiviruses.
Yes.
We're actually in the period now. There's next generation antiviruses to keep track, to keep pace with these new threats.
Okay.
And I could go into that.
And we might, but so how do you keep up with the crooks? Like if they keep, it's just like we're afraid that eventually people are all going to be immune to antibiotics.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's big companies that do research. For example, Cisco, Checkpoint, Palo Alto, these are some big companies that have invested heavily in this sector of security space. So yeah, you might remember 10 years ago you had Norton antivirus, for example, that's
right.
Or McAfee.
Right.
So those targeted a specific threat, a malicious program, and they had libraries of these malicious programs, and then they were able to like filter them out or do something like that.
Okay.
So what next generation means is the programs actually have intelligence because the malicious codes have intelligence. So you have malicious programs called worms. Now they're called polymorphic worms. So they can actually change their signature. So something looks like a printer.
Yes.
As a printer. But these worms, they could actually appear to be a printer, but actually be something else, be something malicious.
Okay. So they've built a shell around themselves so that the computer thinks it's a printer.
Yes.
Sort
of like that. They're able to inject themselves in other places of your network. To access information that would otherwise. So this is pretty complicated stuff. And there are programs and firewalls that are able to mitigate those threats. And that's kind of on the high level.
Mm-hmm.
On the lower level is, so many people, the switch that they have in their businesses or even in their homes is unmanaged. So you're not able to actually have very fine-grained control and see.
Now, when you say a switch, I think of a light switch, this little tiny thing that you can get installed by an electrician. But you mean this big thing that looks about the size of two computers or three computers?
Yeah, or that box that you connect the wire from the back of your computer to get the internet.
Okay.
And home and, okay. and the businesses.
Like a modem or a router?
Yeah, yeah.
Except it's on steroids, right? It's huge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we actually convert from unmanaged to managed. So management gives us a lot of control.
Okay.
What?
And you guys are doing the managing.
We're doing the managing. Yeah, because that's, you know, complicated, a little bit more complicated.
Okay.
Requires a different skill set.
Okay.
What we're trying to accomplish is basically take your data that's maybe on your server and bury it somewhere. It shouldn't be, your server shouldn't be, for example, if you have a business, should not be in the same domain as the other workstations.
Okay. The server is the master computer, so to speak.
Yeah.
Everything gets its information from that.
Yeah, it serves information, basically.
It's like the brain, and you have all these tentacles, which are your computers in your office, in your secretary's office. There's no such thing as a secretary anymore, is there? We've gotten rid of that word.
Yeah.
Your administrative assistant's
exactly.
office.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, at a very basic level, we want to take that and we want to put it somewhere else. And having a managed switch enables us to have many little networks that can't access each other.
Okay. Oh, they can't even talk to each other.
Yeah. So even if you had some issue with ransomware, it wouldn't be able to affect the data, the pot of gold that you're trying to.
Okay. Okay.
So these are some techniques to help mitigate, you know, these threats that are appearing now.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk a lot more about this in a minute because I think that most people think they're protected.
Mm.
And what you're saying is they're not. In fact, the majority of people aren't protected. What percent of people would you say are truly protected? And when I say people, I mean businesses too. Businesses my size. What percent are truly protected?
Well, I would say it's a small percentage.
Okay.
It's a pretty small percentage. And the reason being is really in the small and medium sized business, that arena is a little bit underserved. You're either going to have to go with home devices that are made for home use, which is not really appropriate if you're transacting.
Right.
Financial or whatever, what have you, personal information. That wouldn't be appropriate.
Okay. So, okay, now we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. You might want to pre-program the phone number into your phone so you're ready. It's 614-459-9769. And you also might want to remember that, the lack of cybersecurity can affect your business, your dental care, your medical care, and your life. Not necessarily in that order. All right, so, but before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. And the question of the day is, which of the following can be affected by lax cybersecurity and ransomware attacks? All right. Your life is A, B, your business, C, your dental care, D, your medical care, or E, all of the above. All right. The winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow.
Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Linda, John, Cindy, and Lewis. And we rolled a dice during the break, and it came up Linda. Hey, Linda. See, I actually have the word Linda on my dice. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Good morning. Good. Happy Easter.
Hey, happy Easter to you, too. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
It's going to be E, all of the above.
That's right. And we're going to talk a little more in detail about how it can affect these things. But did you know this? Did you know that how bad this can be for a person?
No, and now I'm worried about my computers.
Yes, and you should be. You should be. I can tell you from personal experience. I've had a few episodes of things that don't have time to go into on the air. But, yes, make sure you get that checked, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay. So, hey, stay on the line. We're going to get that information as to where we can mail the, or rather, ship the flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so now, and if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 483. In the studio with me is Mark Nakla of Ascend to Cloud. That's the name of his company. And so, Mark, when it comes to your life, I mean, you're talking money probably. Somebody ties up your computer and they want $1,000 for your own data back. I know that in Licking County's case, we didn't know it at first, but the local newspaper was able to find out that what they wanted was $25,000 from the county. But the county had a good backup and decided not to pay the ransom, which I admire them for, because the more money these crooks get, the more it emblazons them to keep doing it,
yes,
or emboldens them. And yet, they also reported that when it was all said and done, by the time they spent overtime for their own IT team and the downtime that it caused, they couldn't run court, they couldn't do this, they couldn't file motions, they couldn't, they didn't know what to do with prisoners, you know, the people in jail, and they couldn't have a hearing, so on. All that, it cost them $50,000. So what do you have to say about that?
that's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
You really have to start thinking about these things. You know, it's like any disaster. You have to prepare. You don't have to necessarily know exactly what's going to happen, but you have to prepare that something might happen. And the real issue is people get complacent, I think. Everything works. Why mess with it if it works?
Right.
And you really, you don't want to learn that lesson. It could be financial. It could be, you know, somebody can find some personal information that
right.
you don't want, you know, it just being able to have control of your information, your digital information. That's very important, I think. And especially now.
Now I mentioned medical care, dental care. So for instance, if a dentist gets hit, then we might lose x-rays. So we've lost a historic record of what's going on in your mouth, in your tooth, in your teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
And for there is actually an episode, I don't know if it's aired yet, but I saw promos for an episode of Chicago Med, where I think it's episode number 9 or 19 of the second year, mm-hmm. where a hospital gets hit. And they're in the emergency room, and the nurses are running around. It's going, why isn't this working? The monitor's not working. You know, this machine's not working. And then somebody says, well, we're having trouble with our computers, and people are dying, and it's ransomware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, the name of our company, Ascenta Cloud, what we're really trying to do is, like I said earlier, we're trying to divorce data from the hardware it's on. We want to take that data and we want to move it on the cloud or somewhere where if something happens, we have quick access to that information. If something goes down, we can just bring back it's not going to be old. It's going to be the newest information and start right away.
So if you do it your way, Ascenta Cloud.
Yes.
Will I not have to then go back and start reinstalling all of the programs that I was using? You know, in my case, my dental office software, my Windows Office or Microsoft Office, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. So for example, in your office, it would be kind of a hybrid. You would have a local network and then you would have also a cloud network. So let's say something does happen locally. We can just switch over right away, like a light switch, to everything that's on the cloud. And all that stuff is synced together, so you're not going to lose anything.
Well, it's like syncing my calendar.
yeah, okay. Basically, yeah.
So then I have a full set of everything I can use in the cloud.
Yes.
And then at some point, you'd have to come in or send somebody to my office to fix the local stuff that was infected.
Probably wouldn't even need to send anybody out.
No, but just spray it with Lysol.
If we were there beforehand.
So if I was your client beforehand.
You probably would not have this issue.
Okay.
You know, 99% you would not have this issue. We have stuff that's anti-ransomware, just full suite of protection that you would need somebody that has dedicated set of resources, really, that, you know, the government, something like that.
Okay.
That would be able to penetrate, and it would be very difficult.
Okay.
And that's the whole idea, really.
Now we're going to have to go to a break.
Sure.
But I want you to ponder this. Okay. We spoke off the air and I said to you, I said, so I get this, I get an email. Let's say I get an email from a ransomware crook. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, why can't you write a program that when a person like me responds to a ransomware, it encrypts their files and thou we're holding them ransom, right? Give us back our data plus $100,000. And you said you can't do that because it's illegal. But I was thinking about it. And if a crook shoots a gun at me and I happen to own a gun, I'm allowed to shoot back because that's self-defense. So I don't want your answer yet, but I want you to ponder that is why can't we do something like this? Because wouldn't that stop it? All right. Well, like I said, we have to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mark Nakla of Ascenta Cloud here with us in the studio, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Burn my glasses!
Mm-hmm.
This is Dr. Kvitko, The Reasons We Smile, episode 483, and we're talking with Mark Nakla of Ascenta Cloud. And so the question beforehand was, why can't we have a pre-ready program to answer these ransomware email attacks?
I would have to say that I guess the laws are not written the same way.
So let me stop you. If you're a legislator listening, we need some help. We need some laws changed. All right. And maybe it'll take a legislator to be hit themselves before that happens. But it sounds to me like the laws are very outdated.
Yes, I would tend to agree with you. And also there's a lot of focus. There's not a lot of focus on individual privacy. And I think that's important. Yes, I understand the government needs to have access so that, you know, if they need to find bad people, they can find them. But we're not all bad people.
Right.
Only very, very small portion are, you know, doing bad things.
Right. Well, personally, I don't worry as much about some other folks about somebody reading my emails. I pretty much keep my nose clean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to keep me safe and keep my plane from crashing and all that, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, if it's going to keep you safe.
Right. But
yes.
But when it comes to somebody who is attacking me, mm-hmm. or attacking one of my listeners, there needs to be a way for us to get back at make them stop, because this is a $1 billion industry, I've heard.
Yeah. People are making a lot of money.
Okay, now I have a couple more questions, and we only have about 3 more minutes.
Okay.
So we have to try to, first of all, how can people reach you if they want to talk to you about, because you do medium-sized businesses, you do...
Small, medium-sized, or, you know, even large corporations.
Okay, and by the way, I'm using Ascenta Cloud, so that's, just so you know, I trust these guys. So go ahead, tell me how we get in touch with you.
So you can go, the best way is to go to our website, ascend2cloud.com, so ascendtocloud.com, and there you could email us, or there's a number we have set up if you want to call, ask us some questions. We'd definitely be very happy to take anybody's questions.
Okay, and I just want to mention to those people who right now are listening and may be a little bit smug thinking it can't happen to them, here's how easy it can happen. Everyone's probably sold something on Craigslist or tried. Or you've placed an ad for an employee. And so when you get a response to your ad, to your email, or somebody sends you an email with a resume, resume's attached.
Yes, yes.
Or I have a question about the product that you're selling on Craigslist. You open it, there you go. That's how they get in. It looks like a legitimate email. They don't all look like the Nigerian prince who wants you to help them get $10 million into the country, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's very simple. And so you need to wake up. Legislators need to wake up. Everybody needs to wake up. And this is a problem that we need to solve pretty quickly. Let me think. So, and the average person who doesn't have a ton of money to spend, what's the best thing for them to do? We have 1 minute.
So turn on your Windows firewall.
Okay.
Get a good antivirus, one of the big ones, McAfee, Norton, one of the big antiviruses, and be vigilant.
Okay.
Don't just... assume that you know the
don't assume
that
you're safe.
Yeah,
got it.
Be vigilant.
Because you're not. Okay.
Not.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Maybe we'll do this again sometime.
Absolutely, Doctor. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are very welcome. All right. That looks like that is all the time we have. So don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko, and go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be nice of you to do. And be sure to tune in next week, every week, right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.